Sharing your weakness can be dangerous for you. It can destroy you. In today's lesson, we'll discuss about why you should not tell people your weakness. The great philosopher Marcus Aurelius' lesson can save your life. The Stoic philosophy of self-improvement. Before we delve into Marcus Aurelius' teachings on keeping one's weaknesses private, it is essential to understand the foundation of Stoicism. This ancient Greek philosophy, which Marcus Aurelius embraced, focuses on the development of self-control, rationality, and virtue to attain a state of inner peace and tranquility. The Stoics believed that one's inner character and moral virtues were the true sources of happiness, and they advocated for living in harmony with the natural order of the universe. The Stoic concept of strength. At the core of Stoic philosophy is the concept of inner strength. Stoics believe that true strength is not measured by physical power or external circumstances, but by the ability to maintain one's composure and virtue in the face of adversity. This inner strength is often associated with self-discipline, emotional resilience, and the capacity to endure hardship with equanimity. The role of weakness in Stoicism. In the Stoic worldview, weakness is not a sin or a moral failing, but a part of the human condition. Everyone experiences moments of vulnerability, self-doubt, and fear. However, Stoicism teaches that it is how we respond to these weaknesses that defines our character. Instead of revealing our inner struggles to the world, Stoics advocate for self-reflection, self-improvement, and the cultivation of inner strength. Marcus Aurelius and his Stoic journey. Marcus Aurelius, as a Roman emperor and a Stoic philosopher, embodied the principles of Stoicism in his life. His daily reflections and meditations serve as a testament to his commitment to self-improvement and self-discipline. Throughout his writings, he grappled with his own weaknesses and imperfections, using them as opportunities for growth and learning. The allure of vulnerability and oversharing. In today's world, the idea of sharing one's weaknesses and vulnerabilities has gained immense popularity. With the rise of social media, reality TV, and self-help literature, there is a pervasive cultural belief that confiding in others about our weaknesses can lead to healing, connection, and personal growth. While there is value in seeking support and understanding from others, there are potential pitfalls to this approach that Marcus Aurelius warns us against. The age of oversharing. Social media platforms have given us unprecedented access to share our lives, thoughts, and emotions with a global audience. While this connectedness can be a source of comfort and camaraderie, it has also led to an epidemic of oversharing. People often lay bare their vulnerabilities, personal struggles, and insecurities for the world to see. But is this level of openness always beneficial? The illusion of connection. Sharing one's vulnerabilities can create the illusion of connection, as others may offer words of comfort, empathy, or advice. However, Marcus Aurelius challenges the authenticity of such connections. He suggests that, more often than not, people may offer superficial support without truly understanding or caring about your well-being. In essence, the connections formed through oversharing can be shallow and transient. The perils of public pity. Another consequence of oversharing is the potential for receiving pity and sympathy from others. While some may find solace in these reactions, Marcus Aurelius cautions against becoming dependent on the pity of others. Relying on external validation can hinder personal growth and resilience, as it keeps one from developing the inner strength to face challenges independently. The Stoic wisdom of silence. To better comprehend the Stoic wisdom of keeping one's weaknesses to oneself, we must explore the reasons behind this philosophy. Marcus Aurelius, drawing from Stoic principles, offers several compelling arguments for practicing discretion when it comes to sharing one's vulnerabilities. Protecting inner peace. Marcus Aurelius believed that maintaining inner peace was paramount to a fulfilling life. The constant disclosure of one's weaknesses to others can disrupt this inner tranquility. It invites external opinions and judgments that may disturb the calm that Stoics strive to achieve. Avoiding harmful criticism. One of the key Stoic teachings is to focus on what is within our control and let go of what is not. By revealing our weaknesses, we open ourselves up to the judgments and criticisms of others, which are often beyond our control. Marcus Aurelius advises that it is wiser to keep our vulnerabilities hidden, preventing unnecessary harm to our mental and emotional well-being. Promoting self-reliance. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of self-reliance and self-sufficiency. Sharing one's weaknesses with others can lead to dependency on their support, which may not always be available. Marcus Aurelius believed that true strength came from relying on oneself and cultivating inner resources to face challenges. The power of Stoic self-reflection. While Marcus Aurelius advocates for discretion when it comes to sharing one's weaknesses, he also encourages a deep and honest exploration of one's inner struggles. In Stoicism, self-reflection is a powerful tool for personal growth and self-improvement. Turning inward. Instead of seeking external validation or understanding, Stoics are encouraged to turn inward and engage in introspection. By examining our weaknesses and vulnerabilities privately, we gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and our emotional responses. The value of journaling. Writing about one's experiences, thoughts, and emotions can be a therapeutic and self-reflective practice. Marcus Aurelius himself used meditations as a journal to record his inner struggles, thoughts, and lessons learned. This form of self-expression allows for personal growth without the need for external validation or advice. Learning from weaknesses. Marcus Aurelius believed that our weaknesses were valuable teachers. Instead of broadcasting them to the world, he suggests that we learn from our vulnerabilities in solitude. Through self-reflection, we can transform our weaknesses into strengths and develop the resilience needed to face life's challenges. The Stoic virtues of fortitude and wisdom. To truly appreciate Marcus Aurelius' teachings on not sharing weaknesses, it's important to understand the Stoic virtues that underpin this philosophy. Two virtues, in particular, stand out as central to the Stoic approach. Fortitude and wisdom. Fortitude, courage in the face of adversity. Fortitude, often described as moral courage, is a central Stoic virtue. It involves the ability to confront and endure hardship with bravery and composure. In the context of not sharing one's weaknesses, practicing fortitude means facing challenges head-on and dealing with them privately rather than seeking external sympathy or support. Wisdom, the path to self-improvement. Wisdom is another foundational Stoic virtue that emphasizes knowledge, understanding, and the ability to make rational decisions. By keeping one's weaknesses to oneself, individuals have the opportunity to gain wisdom from their struggles. This wisdom is born from introspection, self-reflection, and the application of lessons learned to future challenges. The Stoic blueprint for personal growth. By refraining from sharing one's weaknesses and embracing the Stoic philosophy, individuals can follow a blueprint for personal growth and self-improvement. Step 1. Acknowledge weaknesses. The first step in the Stoic process of personal growth is acknowledging one's weaknesses. This does not mean broadcasting them to the world, but rather recognizing them privately and honestly. Step 2. Self-reflection. Once weaknesses are acknowledged, individuals are encouraged to engage in self-reflection. This involves exploring the root causes of vulnerabilities, understanding one's emotional responses, and seeking wisdom from these experiences. Step 3. Develop resilience. The Stoic philosophy fosters resilience through self-reliance and the cultivation of inner strength. By facing one's challenges privately and independently, individuals develop the fortitude needed to confront adversity with courage. Step 4. Apply lessons learned. The final step in the Stoic blueprint for personal growth is applying the lessons learned from one's weaknesses to future challenges. This cycle of self-improvement ensures that individuals continue to grow and develop throughout their lives. The Stoic guide to handling external perceptions, while practicing discretion and not sharing weaknesses, is a vital aspect of Stoicism. It does not mean that individuals should disregard the opinions and perceptions of others altogether. Marcus Aurelius offers valuable insights on how to navigate external judgments with grace and wisdom. Recognizing the unreliability of public opinion. Marcus Aurelius teaches that public opinion is often fickle and unreliable. The same people who offer support and empathy during times of vulnerability may turn critical or judgmental when circumstances change. Understanding the transitory nature of public perception can help individuals remain steadfast in their Stoic principles. Maintaining equanimity. One of the core Stoic tenets is the idea of maintaining equanimity, remaining calm and composed in the face of external circumstances. By not sharing their weaknesses, individuals can more easily practice equanimity, as they are less susceptible to external praise or criticism. Cultivating inner confidence. By focusing on self-improvement and personal growth, individuals can build an inner confidence that is not reliant on external validation. This self-assuredness allows them to face both praise and criticism with grace and resilience. The Stoic path to true resilience. Resilience is a highly sought-after quality in today's world, and Stoicism offers a unique path to building genuine and enduring resilience. The Stoic definition of resilience. In Stoicism, resilience is defined as the ability to maintain one's inner peace and composure in the face of adversity. By not sharing their weaknesses and facing challenges privately, individuals can develop a robust resilience that comes from within. The role of vulnerability in resilience. While sharing vulnerabilities may provide temporary relief, it does not necessarily build long-lasting resilience. True resilience, as understood by the Stoics, is developed through self-reflection, self-improvement, and the cultivation of inner strength. Stoic resilience in practice. The Stoic path to resilience involves acknowledging weaknesses, facing them privately, and using these experiences as opportunities for growth. By following this blueprint, individuals can develop the kind of resilience that allows them to navigate life's challenges with grace and courage. The Stoic approach to maintaining dignity. Dignity, or the quality of being worthy of respect and honor, is a cherished value in many cultures. Stoicism provides a framework for maintaining one's dignity, even in the face of vulnerabilities. The risk of losing dignity. When individuals share their weaknesses publicly, they expose themselves to the risk of losing their dignity. Public vulnerability can invite judgment, pity, or ridicule, potentially undermining one's sense of self-worth. Maintaining self-respect. By practicing discretion and not revealing their weaknesses to the world, individuals can maintain their self-respect and dignity. This self-respect is based on inner strength and self-improvement, rather than external validation. Embracing Stoic virtues. The Stoic virtues of wisdom, courage, and self-reliance are essential for maintaining dignity. Embracing these virtues allows individuals to carry themselves with grace and honor, even in the face of adversity. The Stoic art of empathy. While Stoicism encourages individuals to keep their weaknesses private, it does not negate the value of empathy or compassion. Marcus Aurelius, in his wisdom, offers guidance on how to balance Stoic principles with the ability to empathize with others. Stoic empathy. Stoicism does not discourage empathy, but rather suggests that empathy should be practiced wisely. Stoic empathy involves understanding the suffering of others without allowing their emotions to disrupt one's inner peace. The importance of boundaries. To maintain inner tranquility, individuals must establish boundaries in their empathetic responses. By keeping their weaknesses private, they can avoid becoming emotionally entangled in the problems of others while still offering support and understanding. Self-improvement as a path to empathy. By focusing on self-improvement and resilience, individuals are better equipped to offer genuine and meaningful support to others. They can draw from their own experiences to provide valuable insights and guidance without compromising their inner peace. Overcoming the fear of judgment. The fear of judgment is a common barrier to practicing discretion and keeping one's weaknesses hidden. Marcus Aurelius offers guidance on how to overcome this fear and maintain the Stoic commitment to inner strength. Understanding the nature of judgment. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that judgment is a natural human tendency. People will form opinions and judgments regardless of whether we share our vulnerabilities. Recognizing this, individuals can free themselves from the fear of judgment. The power of self-validation. Stoicism places a significant emphasis on self-validation. By cultivating inner strength and self-respect, individuals can reduce their dependence on external validation and judgment. Stoic resilience in the face of judgment. Stoicism equips individuals with the tools to develop resilience in the face of judgment. By keeping their weaknesses private and focusing on self-improvement, individuals can develop a stoic fortitude that enables them to withstand external criticisms with grace and dignity. The insignificance of external opinion. Marcus Aurelius often wrote about the fleeting nature of external opinion. He reminds us that the judgments of others are temporary and often based on limited information. In the grand scheme of things, external opinions hold little weight when compared to the inner strength and self-respect one can cultivate through Stoic principles. The Stoic challenge of self-mastery. At the heart of Stoicism is the pursuit of self-mastery. Marcus Aurelius and other Stoic philosophers believed that true wisdom and happiness could only be achieved by mastering one's own emotions, desires, and responses. Self-mastery through discretion. Practicing discretion and not sharing one's weaknesses is a form of self-mastery. It requires individuals to exercise control over their impulses and the desire for external validation. By choosing to confront their vulnerabilities privately, individuals assert control over their own emotional responses. The Stoic path to virtuous living. Stoicism teaches that living a virtuous life is the key to true happiness and fulfillment. Virtuous living involves practicing wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. By keeping their weaknesses hidden and focusing on self-improvement, individuals can better embody these virtues and lead a life aligned with Stoic principles. The enduring value of self-mastery. The self-mastery gained through Stoicism is a lifelong pursuit. It not only equips individuals to face their vulnerabilities with courage, but also to navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a commitment to inner peace. This enduring value of self-mastery is what makes Stoicism a timeless and transformative philosophy. The Stoic legacy of Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius, a philosopher king, left a legacy of wisdom that continues to inspire and guide people to this day. His teachings on not sharing one's weaknesses are just one facet of his profound philosophy. The enduring relevance of Stoicism. Stoicism, as exemplified by Marcus Aurelius, remains relevant in the modern world. Its principles offer a timeless guide to achieving inner peace, resilience, and self-improvement. Embracing the Stoic way of life. By adopting the Stoic way of life, individuals can tap into the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and other Stoic philosophers. The Stoic approach to keeping one's weaknesses private is just one aspect of this comprehensive philosophy that can lead to a more fulfilling and meaningful existence. The wisdom of silence. In a world that often celebrates the open sharing of vulnerabilities, Marcus Aurelius' wisdom of silence stands as a counterpoint. His teachings remind us that discretion, self-reflection, and the pursuit of self-improvement can be a powerful path to true strength and resilience. Practical applications of Stoicism. To fully grasp the benefits of keeping one's weaknesses private in the context of Stoicism, it's important to explore how these principles can be practically applied in everyday life. Personal journaling. One of the most accessible ways to apply Stoic principles is through personal journaling. By recording one's thoughts, experiences, and reflections privately, individuals can engage in the self-reflective practice encouraged by Marcus Aurelius. This process allows for a deeper understanding of one's weaknesses and an opportunity for self-improvement. Seeking support selectively. While Stoicism encourages discretion, it doesn't mean rejecting support altogether. Individuals should choose their confidence carefully, opting for those who genuinely care about their well-being and can offer valuable insights rather than shallow sympathy. Focusing on self-improvement. The Stoic philosophy directs individuals to prioritize self-improvement. This involves acknowledging one's weaknesses, working on them privately, and applying the lessons learned to become a better, more resilient person. Practicing resilience. Stoicism teaches that resilience is an essential quality for navigating life's challenges. By keeping one's vulnerabilities private and focusing on self-improvement, individuals can develop the fortitude needed to face adversity with courage and composure. The Stoic challenge in modern society. The Stoic challenge of keeping one's weaknesses private may seem at odds with the norms of modern society, where vulnerability and openness are often celebrated. However, the Stoic approach offers a unique perspective on personal growth and well-being. The modern culture of oversharing. In the age of social media, reality TV, and self-help literature, the culture of oversharing is pervasive. People are encouraged to share their vulnerabilities and personal struggles with the world. While this openness has its merits, the Stoic challenge offers an alternative path to personal growth. The Stoic response to modern norms. The Stoic philosophy, as championed by Marcus Aurelius, offers a counterpoint to the culture of oversharing. It encourages individuals to focus on self-improvement, resilience, and inner strength, rather than seeking external validation through the disclosure of weaknesses. The power of choice. Ultimately, individuals have the power to choose their path, whether it aligns with modern norms or follows the Stoic challenge. The Stoic approach, as advocated by Marcus Aurelius, provides a unique and time-tested guide to achieving inner peace and personal growth. The Stoic philosophy of wisdom. At the heart of Stoicism is the pursuit of wisdom. Wisdom, in the Stoic sense, involves the rational understanding of the natural order of the universe and the principles that govern it. This wisdom is a cornerstone of the philosophy and is essential for those who wish to follow the path of Marcus Aurelius. Wisdom is the path to inner peace. Stoicism teaches that wisdom is the key to inner peace. By understanding the natural order of the universe and our place within it, individuals can free themselves from the turmoil of emotional reactions to external events. Wisdom is a guide to virtue. Wisdom is closely tied to virtue in the Stoic philosophy. It provides the rational foundation upon which the virtues of courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom itself are built. Practicing wisdom allows individuals to lead a virtuous life in alignment with Stoic principles. The wisdom of discretion. The wisdom of discretion, as championed by Marcus Aurelius, lies in the understanding of when and how to share one's weaknesses. It involves recognizing that true strength and resilience come from self-improvement and self-reflection, rather than external validation or sympathy. The path to inner peace. Inner peace is a universal aspiration, and Stoicism offers a well-trodden path toward its attainment. By following the Stoic philosophy, individuals can discover a profound sense of tranquility, even in the face of life's challenges. The tranquil mind. Marcus Aurelius believed in the importance of maintaining a tranquil mind. Stoicism teaches that inner peace is not contingent on external circumstances, but is a state of mind that can be cultivated through wisdom and self-mastery. The role of discretion. Discretion, as advocated by Marcus Aurelius, plays a significant role in preserving inner peace. By keeping one's weaknesses private, individuals can shield themselves from external judgments and opinions that could disrupt their tranquility. The Stoic practice of self-reflection. The Stoic practice of self-reflection is a cornerstone of achieving inner peace. By turning inward and examining one's thoughts, emotions, and vulnerabilities, individuals can gain a deeper understanding of themselves and their reactions to the world. The Stoic journey to resilience. Resilience, another vital component of inner peace, is cultivated through Stoic principles. By facing one's weaknesses privately, developing self-reliance, and applying the lessons learned from past challenges, individuals can become more resilient in the face of adversity. Embracing the Stoic challenge. To fully embrace the Stoic challenge of discretion and keeping one's weaknesses private, individuals can embark on a journey of self-discovery, self-improvement, and inner strength. Self-discovery. The Stoic journey begins with self-discovery. By acknowledging one's weaknesses and vulnerabilities privately, individuals can gain a deeper understanding of their inner selves and the emotional responses that shape their lives. Self-improvement. Self-improvement is at the core of the Stoic challenge. By working on one's weaknesses and applying the lessons learned, individuals can become better, more resilient versions of themselves. Inner strength. The Stoic path leads to the development of inner strength. By cultivating self-reliance and resilience, individuals can confront life's challenges with courage and composure. A life aligned with Stoic principles. Embracing the Stoic challenge means living a life in alignment with the timeless wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and Stoic philosophy. This life is marked by inner peace, wisdom, resilience, and a commitment to self-improvement. The Stoic philosophy of contentment. Contentment, or a state of happiness and satisfaction, is a goal shared by people around the world. Stoicism offers a unique perspective on contentment, rooted in inner peace and the pursuit of virtue. The Stoic path to contentment. Stoicism teaches that contentment is found through the pursuit of virtue and wisdom, not through external circumstances. By keeping one's weaknesses private and focusing on self-improvement, individuals can find contentment in their inner strength and self-reliance. The role of virtue. Virtue is central to the Stoic philosophy of contentment. It involves practicing wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. By embodying these virtues, individuals can lead a life that is truly fulfilling and content. The tranquil mind and contentment. A tranquil mind, cultivated through the Stoic approach of keeping weaknesses private, is a key factor in achieving contentment. Inner peace allows individuals to remain satisfied and content, even in the face of external challenges. The Stoic challenge in relationships. One of the key aspects of life where the Stoic challenge of keeping one's weaknesses private can be particularly relevant is in relationships. How do Stoic principles apply to our interactions with others, whether in friendships, family, or romantic partnerships? Honesty and discretion. Stoicism encourages honesty, but it also underscores the importance of discretion. In relationships, individuals can be open and honest about their feelings and vulnerabilities with their trusted loved ones, while maintaining discretion in the public sphere. Dependence and independence. By practicing discretion and not relying on external validation for their vulnerabilities, individuals can cultivate independence within their relationships. This independence allows them to be more self-reliant and resilient, benefiting both themselves and their loved ones. Support and empathy. Stoicism does not discourage support and empathy in relationships, but emphasizes the importance of seeking these in a selective and thoughtful manner. By practicing the Stoic challenge, individuals can offer genuine support to their loved ones, drawing from their own experiences and wisdom. Stoicism and modern mental health. In today's world, mental health is an essential and often discussed topic. The Stoic approach offers valuable insights into maintaining mental well-being and resilience. Self-reflection and mental health. Self-reflection, the core component of Stoicism, has significant implications for mental health. By examining their thoughts, emotions, and vulnerabilities, individuals can gain a deeper understanding of their mental well-being and work towards greater resilience. The power of resilience. Resilience, developed through Stoic principles, plays a vital role in mental health. By facing their weaknesses privately and cultivating inner strength, individuals can better navigate the challenges that affect their mental well-being. Stoicism and therapeutic practices. Stoic philosophy can be complementary to therapeutic practices. The principles of discretion, self-improvement, and resilience align with many therapeutic approaches and can be incorporated into mental health strategies. The Stoic challenge in professional life. The Stoic challenge of keeping one's weaknesses private also has relevance in the professional sphere. How does Stoicism apply to the workplace and career advancement? Professional integrity. Maintaining discretion in professional life is a reflection of personal integrity. By focusing on self-improvement and self-reliance, individuals can demonstrate integrity in their work and interactions with colleagues. Resilience and professional success. Resilience, a key aspect of Stoic philosophy, is closely tied to professional success. By confronting challenges privately and developing inner strength, individuals can excel in their careers and remain composed in high-pressure situations. The Stoic approach to leadership. Stoicism can be particularly valuable for those in leadership positions. Leaders who embrace the Stoic challenge can maintain composure, make rational decisions, and provide effective guidance to their teams. The Stoic challenge and personal growth. The Stoic challenge is not a stagnant philosophy, but a path to ongoing personal growth and self-improvement. The cycle of self-improvement. The Stoic approach involves a continuous cycle of self-improvement. By acknowledging weaknesses, reflecting on them, and applying the lessons learned, individuals can consistently grow and develop throughout their lives. Embracing change. Change is a fundamental aspect of life. The Stoic challenge encourages individuals to embrace change with courage and adaptability, as it offers opportunities for self-improvement and personal growth. The wisdom of discretion across the lifespan. The wisdom of discretion, as championed by Marcus Aurelius, is applicable at every stage of life. Whether in youth, adulthood, or old age, the Stoic approach to keeping one's weaknesses private remains a valuable guide to inner peace, resilience, and self-improvement. The Stoic challenge in times of crisis. In times of crisis, the Stoic challenge can provide a sturdy foundation for maintaining composure and resilience. Facing adversity. The Stoic philosophy equips individuals to face adversity with courage and resilience. By focusing on self-improvement and self-reliance, individuals can confront crises with inner strength and composure. The tranquil mind in crisis. Maintaining a tranquil mind, cultivated through Stoic principles, is invaluable in times of crisis. It allows individuals to approach challenges with clarity and rationality, even when emotions run high. Stoic resilience in crisis. Resilience, as developed through Stoic practices, becomes particularly important in times of crisis. By not sharing their vulnerabilities and focusing on self-improvement, individuals can navigate crises with a sense of inner strength that allows them to endure and overcome. The Stoic approach to decision-making. In times of crisis, decision-making becomes paramount. The rational and disciplined approach advocated by Stoicism can guide individuals in making sound choices, even in the most challenging situations. The Stoic challenge and personal fulfillment. Ultimately, the Stoic challenge of keeping one's weaknesses private leads to a profound sense of personal fulfillment. The fulfillment of inner peace. Inner peace, cultivated through Stoic principles, is a wellspring of personal fulfillment. By keeping their weaknesses private and focusing on self-improvement, individuals can achieve a deep sense of contentment and tranquility. The fulfillment of wisdom. Wisdom, another central component of Stoicism, contributes to personal fulfillment. By embracing self-reflection and self-improvement, individuals can lead a life marked by the pursuit of knowledge and understanding. The fulfillment of resilience. Resilience, developed through the Stoic approach, is a source of personal fulfillment. It allows individuals to face life's challenges with courage and composure, achieving a sense of accomplishment and personal growth. The Stoic challenge in the modern world. In the modern world, the Stoic challenge of keeping one's weaknesses private remains a relevant and valuable philosophy. The relevance of Stoicism. Stoicism is not an ancient relic, but a timeless philosophy that offers insights and guidance in the complexities of the modern world. The Stoic challenge aligns with the pursuit of personal growth, inner peace, and resilience that are as relevant today as they were in Marcus Aurelius' time. Applying Stoicism to modern challenges. The Stoic approach can be applied to a wide range of modern challenges, from the complexities of digital communication and social media to the demands of the fast-paced workplace and the pressures of daily life. The wisdom of Marcus Aurelius in the 21st century. The wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, as exemplified in the Stoic challenge, endures in the 21st century. It offers a profound and relevant philosophy for those seeking a path to inner strength, personal growth, and resilience in the modern world. The teachings of Marcus Aurelius, the great Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, offer a profound and timeless guide to a life of inner peace, resilience, and personal growth. While the world today may celebrate vulnerability and the open sharing of one's weaknesses, the Stoic challenge of discretion provides an alternative path, one that champions self-reflection, self-improvement, and the cultivation of inner strength. In a culture that often encourages oversharing and the pursuit of external validation, the Stoic challenge reminds us of the enduring value of self-reliance and the importance of focusing on our own personal growth. By keeping our weaknesses private, we protect our inner peace, resilience, and dignity, while still offering genuine support and empathy to those we care about. The wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and Stoicism remains relevant and valuable in the modern world. It provides a guide for individuals seeking a life marked by contentment, wisdom, and the enduring strength to face life's challenges with grace and courage. Embracing the Stoic challenge is an invitation to embark on a journey of self-discovery, self-improvement, and personal fulfillment that transcends the boundaries of time and culture.